WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Just because it's winter doesn't mean that you can't get outdoors. In fact, there are many health benefits to doing so. I recently spoke with Amy Rodquist-Codet, wellness specialist and health coach for UK Health and Wellness, who lives in Minnesota and knows what she's talking about when she talks about being outside in the winter.
A lot of it has to do with preparation, and a big part is also mindset of how am I approaching the winter. I made a commitment to myself that I wouldn't start complaining about winter until April. That's been a helpful kind of anchor for me because, you know, let's face it, like, it's really, really easy to complain about winter, complain about the cold. It seems to be a really popular conversation, even among Minnesotans, to just, like, you know, kind of have that Debbie Downer, oh, it's so cold out. And boy, does that really mess with just the mood. And so part of it for me is looking for the good, because there is a lot of beauty and goodness to be had even in the cold, even in the really dark days. But I think it really is about being intentional on how you're going to frame it up and how you're going to prepare yourself.
Well, and we've talked a lot on the program about the health benefits of being outdoors, and those benefits, both physically, emotionally, mentally, don't stop just because it's December, January, or February. We still can get a lot of benefit from getting outside, especially in this pandemic age where so many other resources are closed off to us, but the outdoors is still there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it takes a little bit of planning. It takes some intentionality because my husband is a born and bred Minnesotan, and his family motto is, you've probably heard it before, right? There's no bad weather, just bad clothing.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know. But I think he's right. Like, there is something to be said about a really good pair of boots, a really good set of mittens, some hats, some scarves, the gear, a good jacket. And when you can get outside, you know, there is a lot of health benefits, whether you're snowshoeing or using your fat tire bike to get through the snow, or cross-country skiing, or just taking a good walk. There is a lot of goodness to be seen, a lot of beauty. I challenged myself last winter to take a photo. It was during the month of February. February is a tough month for me. I think, like, the holidays are over. Winter's been going on for a long time. February, I need a lot of support. So last February, I took a picture a day of just something beautiful, and I found that it's centered around nature. So just getting out there, whether that be a beautiful bird or a beautiful sunset or just the way that the snow is sparkling against, you know, the trees, that was really, really helpful in kind of broadening my perspective and finding the goodness that was all around me, even in the frozen tundra.
Well, I guess the necessity is the mother of invention in that sense, because you live at a latitude now where, as you say, winter is with you for quite a long time. The light can be gone for a bit. And of course, there's that Nordic influence where you are. I was reading just this past week and listening to a podcast about the Nordic concept of, I'm going to butcher this, free luftsliv, free air living, where essentially folks realize that, hey, we got to get outdoors too, because it's going to help our attitude, it's going to help our physical well-being, and just because it's dark for 6 months out of the year doesn't mean life stops.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, we have this tradition since we lived in Minnesota to do what we call a polar plunge. So this is not for everybody, I get it, But on solstice every year, we cut a hole in the ice and we jump in with all our clothes on. And I'll tell you, I've never felt more alive in my life. Last year, it was below zero. The wind chill was so cold. And we thought to ourselves, are we really going to do this? And we thought, yeah, we're going to do it. Because there is this kind of creative, a little bit wild, primal kind of thing that happens when you jump in this frozen water, and all of a sudden, you know, there's this like clarity that happens, and it's a lot of fun. And I think it's those things of like looking for the activities, being intentional. At least in Minnesota, there are a lot of winter outdoor festivals. This year, it's probably going to look a little bit different with COVID. There are night walks, different, you know, trails are groomed, people doing outdoor saunas. So there's just, if you look for it and dress for it, there can be a really unique experience that you can't have during any other time of the year. And it kind of sets you apart. You start to see some of these other people that are out doing these wild winter adventures. And there's kind of this camaraderie of like, oh yeah, we're tough. We're resilient. We get out there. I think in Minnesota, there is a pride of just being out in winter that, you know, my friends in Southern California just can't quite wrap their heads around.
Well, Amy, is there anything we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know before we part?
You know, I think we've been talking a lot about like being outdoors and gearing up for that. I find that there's also really something special about preparing your inside space too. So whether that's in what you eat, you know, moving towards the soups and the stews and the warm ciders and teas, or just even creating that cozy environment, like lighting the candles and having a, you know, a warm space with, you know, like maybe a little reading nook, bringing out the extra blankets and pillows to, you know, kind of nestle in and follow the season with adding warmth to the inside and really doing your best to find the goodness that's here.
Amy, as always, I feel so much better after having spoken with you. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Greg. Thanks for connecting.
My thanks today to Amy Rodquist-Codette, wellness specialist and health coach for UK Health and Wellness, for talking with us about the health benefits of being outdoors and preparing for the indoors during winter. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.